This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is What's on Your Mind, a number to call, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text, if I get my phone back over here, at the 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or right into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott Hemden off today, I'm Todd Mitchell. Never fear, Jeff Simon is here. You may have heard his voice on Energy Matters a number of times or in any one of a number of news stories, sometimes having to do with Earl. He may talk about snowballs today, believe it or not.
It could come up. Good morning, everyone.
Or baseball, or lack thereof.
I am delighted to be with you here on the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains, What's on Your Mind, and I want to give you a quick rundown of the program ahead. First up, Todd is going to give Eric Wang a call and get him on the line. Eric is a senior fellow at the Institute for Free Speech and prepared an analysis of the Measure One ballot issue, which you've probably heard a little bit about lately. It's an ethics measure, or so-called ethics measure, anti-corruption measure. But I tell you, folks, when you dig right down into this, there's a lot of disturbing things in there, and it would be a constitutional amendment, so unbending, inflexible, unchangeable by our legislature. And Eric's going to be on with us to talk a little bit about that. We also have with us a little bit later in the program Gary Bauer. Gary is a one-time presidential candidate, and now engaged with a group called Christians United for Israel Action, and we're going to talk a little bit about their concerns about U.S. relations with Iran and the old Iran nuclear deal and things like that. So Gary will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Going on this morning, right as we speak, Republicans are holding a news conference here in Bismarck to, as the headline says in the media advisory, set the record straight on the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions. And as you know, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be with us in the second hour for the talk radio town hall, and I suspect we will touch base with Congressman Cramer on the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. So that's kind of the lineup, and without further ado, I want to welcome Eric Wang to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing this morning, Eric? Are you there?
Don't know whether he's been called or not.
Well, we need to get Eric on the phone.
GCN guy calls Eric.
I see. Now I'm... Good morning.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Baby steps.
Yes, I guess so.
All right. We changed for those of you wanting to know the inside baseball on this thing. Manny's been the guy who's been at the controls for God knows how long now. And we're changing gears back at central headquarters. And so we got Eric.
All right.
Hi.
A little bit of a glitch there. Eric, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Sorry for the little mix-up there. We had a little technical difficulty, I guess you'd say that. But it happens sometimes. Eric, as I mentioned, is an attorney at law and a senior fellow with the Institute for Free Speech in Washington, D.C. And just to kind of set the stage, folks, you may know I was involved in a forum last week with the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about Measure One, which is on the ballot here in North Dakota this year. It does a lot of things. It's been called an anti-corruption measure. It has would establish an ethics commission. But one of the things in there that Eric examined and the Institute for Free Speech is most concerned about, I believe, are the disclosure rules or the disclosure provisions in this. Eric, tell us why we should be concerned about financial disclosure in this measure.
Well, Sure. I mean, first of all, just to give a little bit of background on the particular provision that we're talking about, the provision would require reporting of the ultimate and true source of funds. That's a direct quote from the language of the measure. In any amounts greater than $200 that are used to influence state elections or to influence any state government action. And, you know, this is very broad language, and it could conceivably cover quite a lot of activities, like the discussion we're having now, for example, about Measure 1. I mean, this is a discussion that could potentially influence state government action or, you know, the election with respect to the vote on the ballot measure. I think a lot of people may not realize that. This may become a trap for the unwary, ordinary citizens, media outlets, journalists, you know, all sorts of groups and individuals may potentially be subject to these, what could potentially be quite onerous reporting requirements, you know, having to do with filing reports with the State Ethics Commission. And then, moreover, you know, what exactly would have to be reported? What is the ultimate and true source of funds? For example, for your radio station, would they have to report all of their business revenues, all of their advertising revenues? For a newspaper, would the newspaper have to report not only their advertisers, but also their subscribers? I mean, this could potentially open up a whole can of worms. And, you know, really, what is the justification for this? I mean, how are we corrupting, you know, state elections or the state government by having conversations like the one we're having now?
As I've looked at this, I think about the provisions that are in state law now. Financial contributions to candidates, political campaigns, they're disclosed in amounts over $200. Ballot measure contributions, $100 or more have to be disclosed. But this goes beyond those kinds of things that appear on our ballot and in elections, but to state policy. So as I read that, Eric, that means any organization that in any way steps inside the halls of the Capitol and lobbies an issue, which could involve, I would think, pretty much every trade association in our state.
Yes. I mean, I think you raise a very good point, and this is the point that I raised in my analysis for the Institute for Free Speech on this measure, is the fact that it's not like North Dakota doesn't have any campaign finance laws or lobbying laws in existence. It actually does. It has pretty extensive and, you know, somewhat unclear existing statutes dealing with campaign finance and lobbying, but this measure would actually amend the state constitution, and that raises an additional element of confusion, because, you know, the state constitution, like the federal constitution, is a meta law, really. It's supposed to set forth general principles under which the state government operates, and then, you know, under that meta law, you know, whether by the state legislature or whether by ballot measure, additional statutes can be enacted to flesh out those principles. But Measure 1 would actually put all of these provisions into the state constitution, it would act as sort of a overlay on top of the existing statutes. And so it's unclear exactly what effect this measure would have if it's enacted, because it could be interpreted as implicitly sort of rebuking or determining that the existing campaign finance and lobbying laws are insufficient. And so, you know, that's where a lot of these more onerous reporting requirements could come into play. If the existing statute is deemed to be insufficient, then necessarily the measure is requiring, you know, more stringent reporting requirements than what's already required under existing state law.
As I read through your analysis here, it would appear your interpretation, at least, now these election reporting requirements, ballot issue reporting requirements, are under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of State and up to the Secretary of State to enforce those. This would really transfer those powers to this unelected, appointed Ethics Commission. Isn't that, is that how it would work?
Yes, that's correct. And you make a good point there as well, whereas the Secretary of State is elected and is directly responsible and responsive to the voters in North Dakota, the members of the Ethics Commission would not be directly responsive or responsible to the voters. They would be appointed by, under this measure, it would be by consensus agreement of the governor, the majority leader of the Senate, and the minority leader of the Senate. And that shuts out a lot of other, you know, elected officials in the state, you know, all the other legislators, all the other elected constitutional officers. So it's really three elected officials out of many in the state get to decide who's on this Ethics Commission. And moreover, you know, this amendment would, you know, if those three leaders could agree on the members of this commission, the commission could go into existence right away without any implementing legislation. And the provisions of the amendment dealing with the Ethics Commission are very, very bare bones. And so this, you know, Ethics Commission, you know, short of any additional legislation being passed, this Ethics Commission would really have broad powers and could really just act on its own without any real checks or balances on it.
I do want to explore, you know, what you're describing there, the power that this Ethics Commission would have, because it is substantial. We're coming up against a break, but Eric, if you can hang with us, we're going to look into this just a little bit further right after the break.
Absolutely.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinton to tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. He's a petroleum engineer, a veteran of the industry, and his family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly and to help them understand their future income. So they built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now. MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@royaltymatters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
MyPillow. By the way, Mike Lindell is going to be in Bismarck coming up this weekend at Shiloh Christian School. He invented a pillow because he couldn't find a decent size one himself, so he created one. It's not one size fits all. It helps you sleep by supporting your head and neck. But Mike is not just making a wonderful pillow. He created the Lindell Foundation. He's tired of large charities, corruption, and waste. He feels that people should know where their donations are going. The Lindell Foundation covers all overhead costs, so 100% of the money donated goes directly to those in need. From MyPillow, go to MyPillow.com. Get two premium pillows for one low price plus shipping with promo code SCOTT at 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 21 after the hour, it's What's Your Mind, Scott, off today. But never fear, Jeff Simon is here.
Never fear, never fear. Here I am. And we have on,
kind of cliche, but what the heck.
We have on the phone with us Eric Wang with the Institute for Free Speech. He's an attorney in Washington, D.C. We've been talking about Measure 1. Eric, I want to read from the initiative, the constitutional initiative, Measure 1, what this Ethics Commission could do. It says, the Ethics Commission may adopt ethics rules, and rules have the force of law, may adopt ethics rules related to transparency, corruption, elections, and lobbying, to which any lobbyist, public official, or candidate for public office shall be subject and may investigate alleged violations of such rules, this article, and related state laws. That's a lot of power. This Ethics Commission can basically write its own laws. Is that the way you read it?
That's correct. And, you know, I think there are upsides and downsides to the approach taken here. There are some ethics commissions in other jurisdictions, whether it's at the federal level or in other states, where such independent agencies, you know, might do a good job. But, you know, the devil's in the details, right? So this measure does not, as I said before, it establishes a very bare bones structure for the agency and doesn't really put any limits on it. And so without such limits, such agencies could really become quite abusive. And, you know, we saw this in Wisconsin where shortly after, during or after the 2016 elections, SWAT teams basically at the initiative, at the behest of the then Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, conducted these pre-dawn raids where they carted away all of the belongings of individuals who were later determined to be, you know, innocent of any violations of the state's campaign finance laws. And so that really, you know, Wisconsin provides a cautionary example of how these types of agencies can really run amok and become abusive and violate citizens' rights if they're not subject to sufficient checks and balances.
Which
this measure really doesn't, you know, appear to impose any sorts of limitations on what the investigative powers of this commission would be.
Yeah, and there is a whistleblower hotline provided in here where the person making the accusation, their identity remains a secret, but the allegation,
yes,
not necessarily so.
That is ironic, given how this, you know, entire measure seeks to increase transparency, yet those filing complaints would remain anonymous.
Let's go back to the disclosure provision again. I want to talk about that a little bit because the Institute for Free Speech is involved with this, and maybe you can explain to the listeners why would the Institute for Free Speech be involved with this? How does it impinge on the individual's right to free speech?
Sure. I think that's a, it's commonly misunderstood issue. Most of the proponents of these types of so-called disclosure laws say that, oh, it's just disclosure. It's no big deal. It imposes no real limit on speech. But in practice, that's actually not true, and primarily for two reasons. One is just the administrative burden that it imposes. As we were talking a little bit about before, these reporting requirements themselves are quite onerous. onerous to comply with, having to file reports with ethics agencies, having to report sources of the ultimate and true source of funds. If you're an individual, do you have to report your salary? Do you have to report your bank account? If you're an organization, if you're a nonprofit organization, do you have to report all of your donors? All of the paperwork that generates is quite costly, and I know for a fact that my firm charges quite a pretty penny for helping our clients comply with these reporting requirements. So it's expensive. It imposes a real economic and time cost on the ability to speak. But secondly, it also creates a chilling effect. It creates a deterrent effect. As we just said, why would this measure want complainants, people filing complaints with the Ethics Commission, to be able to remain anonymous? Well, it's because they don't want people filing complaints to be subject to retaliation or harassment. Well, if you're just an individual or a group who wants to speak out about state politics, about elected officials, about candidates running for office, if you had to report all sorts of information about yourself, about your donors, about your supporters, you would be subject to that, potentially the same deterrent effect, the possibility of retaliation by powerful state officials. You could be subjected to harassment. You could be subjected to reprisals against yourself, against your business. That creates a real chilling effect on speech.
The proponents of this measure have said that it's has bipartisan support, but to me it seems like it should have bipartisan opposition, because it doesn't matter if you're right or left on an issue, if you're Planned Parenthood or pro-life. This measure would put your name on a list, a government database that the public could search and find out to what groups you've made donations. That would indeed have a chilling effect. Some people, we still have a right to privacy in this country, and that's an invasion of my privacy, is it not?
Absolutely, and it is a little bit ironic that a lot of these so-called disclosure laws seem to have disproportionate support from the political left, when in other contexts the left seems to place an emphasis on privacy, particularly when it comes to reproductive rights, when it comes to other sorts of social issues, but yet in this context they don't really seem to have the same support for the right to privacy. And moreover, many of the causes that positions that we associate with the political left have been traditionally quite controversial and have subjected their supporters to a lot of discrimination and retaliation and harassment. Think about some of these social issues that have become more accepted in recent years. But just a few years ago, donors to groups advocating for gay marriage would have been subject to a lot of ostracism, social ostracism, if not threats and retaliation. So you're absolutely right. This is an issue that should have equal support from both sides of the political spectrum.
I think it should scare the public a little bit that your name ends up in a database. It's searchable. And people find out the organizations you're supporting, and they may come after you. They'll find your address, too. Eric, I'm afraid we've run out of time. I do appreciate you joining us today. We've been talking with Eric Wang from the Institute for Free Speech about Measure 1. After the break, we'll be back with Gary Bauer. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The MBI Rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer is hinting that the president's former attorney is willing to work with the special counsel when it comes to the Russia investigation.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
That's lawyer Lanny Davis after his client Michael Cohen pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, charges that were not part of the Russia probe, but were connected to supposed hush money payments that Cohen had arranged for 2 women so they would keep quiet about affairs they claim they had with Donald Trump years before he was elected. President Trump blasting ESPN at a rally last night for its decision not to air the national anthem before NFL games. And this is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Ender 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
What's on your mind at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Today's Safety Training Spotlight is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety Insurance. Did you know that Workforce Safety Insurance has an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses? Contact WSI for more info. WSI has partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program STEP grant to provide safety training classes. You can find out more at WorkforceSafety.com, WorkforceSafety.com. It's back-to-school time for you or a student in your life. If you need a great back-to-school car, the good folks at Pucklick have a perfect deal for you. This week's featured vehicle at Valley City's location. Another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those, and they know where they've been, where they're going. It's a Summit White 2016 Buick Verano four-door sedan, cashmere premium leather appointed seats, rear vision camera, remote starter. Hello. You need those at this time of the year, right? Heated steering wheel. You'll need that soon. Theft alarm, push button start, and more. Only 53,000 miles. It's a smart deal if you're in need of a back-to-school vehicle. Normally on the lot for $17,995, but if you tell them you heard about on What's on Your Mind, they drop it down to $16,899, $1,100 down. How about that? Plus, buy any car, truck at Pucklick in August. They'll donate $100 to your favorite school. Online, PucklickValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom in Valley City and see it for yourself, your home for Chevy. It's 26 before the hour. What's in your mind? Scott Hannon off today. Todd Mitchell here, and Jeff Simon is guest hosting for the Scott Hannon.
Delighted to be here, folks. Good and for those who are unfamiliar, when I met Jesse this morning, I said, Jesse, I was you 35 years ago. I started my career in radio news in South Dakota, quite literally 35 years
wow.
ago. So that was,
that's
I was Jesse Rossman 35 years ago. unfortunately, folks, we haven't been able to raise Gary Bauer on the line. And I wanted to go back to that text message you got just coming out of the break there. Todd, can you run that by me again? We've kind of scrolled past that on the screen. The question was about this ethics commission and if it was stacked with one party or another. You know, there could be a...
If Measure 1 passed, who would be working in that office if it was stacked with liberals? Every Republican would not be able to hold any public office. Every election would be a witch hunt like we're seeing with President Trump now. I will be voting no. There was that one.
Well, and there have been abuses of other ethics commissions. That was one of the points made in Eric Wang's analysis of the measure that I believe it was in Colorado where...
We do have Gary now, by the way.
Where one individual just... made complaint after complaint after complaint. So,
yeah.
Well, let's get Gary Bauer on the phone. Gary, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Great to be with you guys.
Well, happy to have you. Happy to have you aboard. Gary is for the folks unfamiliar, you might recognize the name. Gary was a one-time presidential candidate and has been described as here it is now. This is from straight from Wikipedia. Gary, a politically conservative Baptist with strong commitments to preserving the traditional family and the Judeo-Christian values that are the foundation of American society. Can I get an amen to that, Gary, huh?
Well, you know, that's not bad for Wikipedia. Yeah, I tell you, though, if one can only look at a little bit of the resume, the thing that I'm most proud of is, obviously is my family. But I worked for Ronald Reagan for 8 years, and that was an incredible time. I was director of domestic policy at the White House, and then earlier Undersecretary of Education. And I haven't seen a fighter like Ronald Reagan until Donald Trump came along. Now, they're very different men, but they're both willing to take on the establishment in Washington, D.C., which is why I admire them both.
You formed a group called Campaign for Working Families. It's basically pro-family, pro-life, and pro-free enterprise. I think those are all pretty admirable values that we should all aspire to. Now, though, you are involved with an organization called Christians United for Israel Action Fund, and maybe just tell us a little bit about the organization, Gary, and what you're up to.
Sure. Well, Christians United for Israel was founded a number of years ago by Pastor John Hagee in San Antonio, Texas. He has a real heart for the nation of Israel and for the Jewish people. And he got together a bunch of religious conservative leaders, I think it's been about 15 years ago now, and started Christians United for Israel. Over time, we realized that we needed to have a presence in Washington, D.C. in order to try to impact legislation. And so we started the Action Fund, which is aligned with the main organization. I'm very pleased to be running the Washington office of the Action Fund. And we lobby on a lot of things, including some really big victories since President Trump was elected. The moving of the embassy to Jerusalem, cutoff of aid that was being used to subsidize Palestinian terrorists. So we've really cut that aid back to the Palestinian organizations. And then the strong voice that the Trump administration has had at the United Nations condemning the constant attack on the only country in the Middle East that's actually a democracy and that shares our values. So we're... it's an exciting time to be in Washington fighting for the U.S.-Israel alliance, and we've been involved in a lot of big fights in the last year.
Your organization is, I think, most concerned about actions of the previous administration and this deal with Iran, and now you're basically launching a campaign. The ad, I believe, that's going to run urging Senator Heitkamp to support the Iran Hostage Act. It's called Take a Stand Against Iran. Tell us a little bit about that, would you please?
Sure. Well, first, let me say something about the Iran deal. I mean, I've been in Washington a long time, and that was one of the worst things I've seen an American president do in my life. President Obama negotiated for over a year in secret with the Iranian government, and then almost two more years with the negotiations being known. And at the end of the day, he made a deal with them that, among other things, ended up sending $150 billion to the Iranian regime. Now, I don't know how widely known this is in North Dakota. I think a lot of Americans don't know about it, but Iran has been directly implicated in the maiming and killing of American soldiers when they fought in Iraq. It was Iranian scientists and military people that developed the roadside bombs that, as I'm sure your listeners know, caused the deaths of so many of our brave men and women in the military, and also caused many of them to lose their legs or their arms, including people, fighters from North Dakota. So here we are turning around and sending $150 billion to that regime. When President Trump took office, he had campaigned on canceling the deal with Iran, and he did cancel it. But unfortunately, the money's gone. Obama sent it, and it's going to be virtually impossible to get it back. What shocked me, though, was that a senator like Senator Heitkamp would vote for that deal. We contacted her during the time of the debate about it. We let her know what the implications were. That it would involve the transfer of large amounts of money. The Prime Minister of Israel came to Washington and tried to alert the United States Congress that Iran couldn't be trusted, which, of course, we all knew anyway. So at any rate, she voted with the other liberals in the Senate, and it ended up resulting in that deal going through. So now she's got a chance to redeem herself. We have another piece of legislation pending in the United States Congress that would put sanctions on anyone in the Iranian government that was involved in the hostage taking of Americans back during the Iranian Revolution and any American hostages that have been taken since. There have been a number of them, Americans on business in Iran that have been taken hostage. So the least she could do is support that bill. And we've got an ad campaign running now in North Dakota that reminds people that she voted for the Iranian deal, and now giving her office number and so people can call her and ask her to vote for this bill that gets tough on Iran now.
Gary, I've got just a kind of a side question for you, and maybe I don't know sure. if you can explain this. I spent considerable time during my career in Washington, and what puzzled me was during the years of the Obama administration, there were, I believe, about 50 members in Congress of the Jewish faith, and almost all of them, I think all but Eric Cantor, were Democrats. Yet here was Barack Obama with this really kind of an almost anti-Israel agenda. How do you reconcile that?
Well, it's one of the great mysteries that I can tell you many of us share your puzzlement about it. I've watched in recent years, you know, it used to be, not that, 12 years ago, both of the major political parties, broadly speaking, were pro-Israel. But in recent years, as the far left has grown within the Democratic Party, we've seen some of these elections where socialists are being nominated and people that don't want to do anything about controlling the border and so forth. A lot of those folks are vehemently anti-Israel. And it seems to me that at some point there's going to be a crisis in the Democratic Party, because I know there's a lot of good Democrats that are also pro-Israel. And at some point, the party's going to have to figure out which direction they're going to go. But you're absolutely right. There are a number of Jewish Americans that are Democrats in the United States Congress, and they tend to be very, very liberal. And when they're very, very liberal, it seems increasingly they're against Israel, which, as I said before, is the only reliable ally we have in the Middle East. And it's a country that has stood with us side by side on a host of issues.
Gary, I'm afraid we've run out of time. I do wish you the best on your spreading the message here, and thank you for educating our listeners. We'll be back after a bit, folks. Thanks, Gary.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorsen story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorsen's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorsen took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorsen story. You'll love it. From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No
secret that CDL drivers are in high demand, and there's high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and safety-first culture. MBI Energy Services strives to be the employer of choice in the energy industry. It was named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. Now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers, MBI is offering up to a $3,500 experienced driver bonus. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com and drive our energy economy forward with MBI. 10 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, and guest hosting in for Scott Hennin, it is the Jeff Simon.
Hi, folks. We're having a great time today. Just wrapped up a conversation with Gary Bauer regarding the Iran deal. And we actually have a caller on the line who would like to chime in on that. Dan from Minot. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. This $150 billion given back to Iran, whose money was that to start off with? Do you know?
Well, I would say the U.S. taxpayer.
I don't think you're right there. I think this is their money we were holding. And I could be wrong, but, twisting the truth isn't the truth. And we're encountering politicians all the time. We have a president who lies 70% of the time. And now the facts are finally coming out. So we must be careful to divulge all the truth, not just bits and pieces and twist it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your input on that, Gary. I had not heard that perspective before, but we do appreciate your call. I want to invite others to call in if you have a few comments on any of the topics. We're going to have Congressman Kramer on after the top of the hour with the weekly radio town hall. The numbers are 800-228-0550 or 258-0550, and you can also text Todd at 226-8503 with your comments. Regarding the town hall coming up after the top of the hour with Congressman Kramer, Republicans held a news conference at the Bismarck Farm Bureau office today disputing claims about the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions, and We'll be visiting with Congressman Kramer about that right after the top of the hour. So get your questions about Obamacare ready, folks. That's going to be one of the primary topics of the day this morning. Let's see what else is going on. Had some pretty good news, and this is in the Tribune today. Unlike the fact that what happened to the baseball scores?
Bismarck Tribune. So they actually didn't print the baseball scores?
There's almost nothing in the Bismarck Tribune today about Major League Baseball. Maybe a page fell out of my, I don't know what happened, but there's nothing in there about Major League Baseball or the standings or the scores last night or anything. But
I guess they figure you go on one thing line that, to ESPN.com or whatever the heck, you know.
One thing that is in there, we'll maybe visit with Congressman Kramer about this as well. Trump administration is, kind of doing what it can to make coal great again, backing off the Obama-era so-called clean power plan. I had another name for it, the costly power plan it was called. It would have really been, most terribly unworkable, putting a mandate to reduce carbon dioxide emissions 45% in North Dakota. Let's see, I believe we have a caller on the line here, Sam from Dickinson. Is that, are you there, Sam? Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hey, Sam, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk, at least get it on the radar in terms of these electronic for driving.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, North Dakota has obviously a backbone of agriculture, but also a backbone in petroleum. And I happen to be part of the petroleum industry out here. Anyhow, what's happening is it's crunching driver time, and it's driving the cost to do business in North Dakota oil fields to exorbitant. The impact hasn't actually been felt entirely yet because there's been, some suspension of the actual enforcement, but it's coming very quickly.
You're talking, Sam, about electronic logging rules? Is that the topic here? What's the concern?
Yeah, ELDs, electronic logs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's happening is it's just crunching driver time. And so companies are having to hire additional drivers to cover that time. Oil companies don't understand it. Yeah. They just want their stuff done. And we're trying to do it, but with the limitation presented by the DLD, electronic logs, it's just not possible. It's a federal mandate that's not, you know, that's not locally funded. It's ridiculous.
All righty. Well, I've heard a little bit about that. We'll touch on that with Congressman Kramer after the top of the hour, see what he can tell us about that or efforts to fix what's going on there.
Yeah, the aspect of it in agriculture he's talked about, but I don't know if he's thought about or talked about the petroleum side of it. It's killing us. It's absolutely going to just destroy us. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your input on that, Sam. We'll bring that one up. We've got one other caller. We've got just a short time left. Travis in Minot. What's on your mind, Travis?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I often hear people on this show and in the mainstream often comment about Trump, you know, always lying. And, you know, I find myself, I think that I have a pretty open mind, but, you know, I'd like to hear something other than accusations, like evidence or specifics, when people want to call in and say he lies all the time. We hear it, but you know, it's just it doesn't mean anything, and it just sounds like somebody that doesn't like the guy when they don't come with details on what they're talking about.
Yep, it is the season, and those kinds of things are going to be happening. We thank you for your call. We'll be back right after the top of the hour with Congressman Kramer.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Palmer amaranth is a type of pigweed that has been common in the southern United States for several years, but this devastating weed keeps creeping further and further north. It has now been identified in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. North Dakota farmers need to establish a zero tolerance for this weed. Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and up to 6 to 8 feet tall. This weed has reduced yield up to 91% in corn and 79% in soybean. It's a prolific seed producer, can emerge throughout the growing season, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. Palmer amaranth also loves hot weather, can germinate from March through October, and looks like water hemp. It's hard to tell the difference between Palmer plants and water hemp. The best way is to look for a single hair growing out of the end of the Palmer leaf, which water hemp almost never has. If you think you have found Palmer amaranth, contact your local NDSU Extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.